Happy Sabbath, everyone.
How are you doing? Good. What happened? What happened to our friend here? Is it something I miss? I guess I haven't been here for a while. I see John here. Good. Now to see everyone. It's warm now, huh? It's like my summer ready. Yeah, this year is something strange. I couldn't distinguish when is summer and when is winter. And I think I could kill all my fruit tree. Do you care about fruit, you guys? You know what I mean by summer and winter and kill your fruit tree? No. Okay, you know when the tree knows winter, it's not bloom, flower coming out, but when the summer is coming out. So it's coming out so beautiful, and here winter come, guess what? All the wilder flower wilt and it's dying. So no fruit. So for the farmer, thing about this is it's a headache. I don't know. This summer we're going to have a very expensive fruit or not. So, that's very important. So I just want to let you know that. By the way, I want to share with you the Vietnamese school and after school we've been doing. It's doing really good. We have 40 students now after school. But what's most important, how can we invite them to a church setting from non-religious to religious setting? And so now we make a bridge next week, 5 o'clock. And so we try to have a parenting seminar, children program, so hopefully connected. So we invite you to be part of it. I don't know, Simon, are you part of the panel? Yeah, okay, good. So pray for about it, that we have to work very hard to invite people. Okay, this morning I want to share with you my message is found in Luke chapter 2. Okay? Have you lost sight of Jesus? And this message has seemed very important to me. And lost sight of things is very important. Same thing in you. When you have goal, if you lost sight of your goal, and you'll be miserable. Let's say 4 years set out to go into pre-med or any other school, engineering, what have you. And here you lost sight of your goal. You want to take this class, you want to take music, you want to be art, you want to take athletic sport. And guess what? You forgot all about it. And 4 years go by, you haven't graduated. That's me and my lost sight of goals. We have to stick with it. Sometimes we don't like it. Sometimes we feel miserable. Sometimes we feel boring. But we have to go with it. We have to go with it. And I want to share with you a story about friends, Florence May Chadwick. She decided to take on the challenge that she had never done before. And back in 1952, okay? She decided to swim from Catalina Island to the coast of California. You know how far it is? It's 26 miles. I mean, I cannot run 26 miles. And here it is, she's going to swim 26 miles. She decided she's going to take on this dangerous road. She's going to swim. Of course, there's a couple of boats to go by her side to help her. Stop for drinking water, take a little break, or maybe to protect her in some way because it's very dangerous. Who knows what's under the water? Maybe a shark, maybe something. And so she needs protection. So she start off and start swimming, and swimming is really good. After 10 miles, 15 miles, 18 miles, 20 miles, and here it is, the fog over the horizon. She could not see land anymore. She cannot see California coast anymore. But she decided to continue swim, continue go forward, until she about so tired, I want to give up. But she decided, I want to go another hour and see what happened. She go another hour and another hour, and she about to tire and she want to give up. Pull up. And so she lost track. She couldn't make it. Once she stepped onto the boat, go to land, and she find the whole land over there is only 1 mile away. If she kept going, she would make it. Oh, she's so upset with herself. The fog distract her, and she's so tired, she just feel like she want to give up. 2 months later, she decided, I'm going to go make the same thing again. And whatever come up my way, I continue go forward. So she swim, swim and swim all the way. Even the fog right there, she said, I'm going to go forward. I know that direction. I'm going to continue going until she make it to California coast. There's time there's fog into our life. There's some distraction in our life that we lost our vision. We lost our Christian walk. So today I want to share with you the story, a very simple story, about have you lost your sight of Jesus? Once upon a time, Jesus so meant so beautiful to you. You want to go to church all the time, you want to study the Bible, you want to pray. But time go on, you start losing that interest. Things around distract you. I want to be going to school. I want to be busy with working. I want to make money. I want to spend time with my friend. I want to play the new video game. Suddenly you forgot all about it. So this story will help you to rekindle the sight or the love you have for Jesus. Turn with me in the book of Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2 starting 41. Very simple story. Many of you have read many times. And so do I. But until we study, we really see so much information in this story. Verse 41, his parent, Joseph and Mary, went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of Passover. Every single year. You know, there's three particular holidays that the Jewish kept. You have Passover, you have Pentecost, and also the Feast of Tabernacle. Okay? There's many other feasts too, but those three important. But the Passover is the most important one. They could not miss it. Everyone decided to go back to Jerusalem. That's where the temple. Okay? And they're going to worship. Not just regular worship. There's going to be a time that they do sacrifice and there's a redeem and all the burning offering and sacrifice offering, all that. That is excitement. Now, the thing I want to share with you here, Passover is a time to remember how God rescued his people out of Egypt. Now, do you think that's important? Yes. Well, this is what God said to the people. Every year, remember that. Every year, remember when your children tell you what is Passover. That's a weird holiday. I mean, Halloween, Christmas, I understand, but Passover, what's Passover? And so we say, teach your children, tell the people, what does it mean? Tell the whole story about how God rescued his people. And so it is. Passover is a time, leave aside everything. Your work, your home, come to a place to appreciate what God has done for us. Come to a place to connect with God again. And so this same thing that we go to church every single Sabbath is to leave everything aside. 6 days so tired from work, from school, leave all aside and rest and come to see Jesus. And this is custom. They do every single year. We do every single week, right? And here, verse 42. And when he was 12 years old, that's talking about Jesus. Distinguished, not until when he was 12 years old, they went up together, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus went to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. So in other words, you're telling me that Jesus Christ did not go to the temple when he was born to you 12 years old? No. Maybe that particular feast for those who already accept Christ, those who know about the law. Because it was too young, they might not understand. But all these time, those 12 years, Mary have taught her son about the scripture, about Torah, about the law. They learned all about that. You don't wait until when you go to church and learn the Bible. You can learn the Bible at home from your parents. That's how you learn about the Bible. See, a lot of people I share with them when I visit them saying, oh, when are you going to bring your child to church and learn the Bible? So, well, until they're able to behave, until they sit still, until that, do not wait. You think that babies do sit still? Some people, teenagers, cannot sit still. And so what does that mean? You cannot go to church? No, learn at the early age. You see, everything you learn at the beginning will absorb in your mind at an early age. So important. You know, with my children, even though they don't understand the Bible, we keep reading to them. Ask them to read. And sooner or later, those words it will penetrate into their mind. 43. And when they have, and here they go to the feast together. Verse 43. When they have finished the day, as they return, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem. Now the feast is over. Usually they have to go before the Sabbath. No, from Galilee to Jerusalem, you know, take maybe 3 or 4 days journey. So they have to walk for a while. Okay, and they have to be there before Friday, enjoy the Passover weekend. When Sunday is finished, they go home. And here it is. This baby boy named Jesus decided to hang around. Hang around where? Where? Where do you think they hang around Jerusalem? Did he find a wonderful place? You find a nice playground for 12 years old boy? Hey, there's some Lego over there. The Legoland over here. Wow. He come to Jerusalem. Everything is there. All type of food. All the playground. Everything is there. You think that's where baby boy went to? No. Continue. And Joseph and his mother did not know it. So in other words, they decide to head home, right? After the long feast. Now, as a family today, you get in the car and you go home. Make sure you count. Okay? My family have 6 people. So father, mother, Daniel, Joseph and Timothy and all that. Make sure I count it. I look back. When I drove for half an hour, I look back and say, where's Joseph? Oh, he fell asleep. And so this easy. But back then, when they go as a village, you know, from Galilean village, they have to walk to Jerusalem. When they go back, they enjoy the neighbor. Okay, you have friend in your village. You start playing. You run around. And they trust. I don't know today. Today, sometimes we don't trust. But back then, the whole village, every neighbor. We eat together. You know, they have potluck every meal. And so the whole day, they enjoy to walk back home. And Joseph and Mary didn't know it. Didn't know about it. Where their son? Verse 44. But supposing him had been in the company, they went a day journey. How long did he go? The whole day. You know, if I have my son hang around with friends, I know they have breakfast or not, because I know they're going to find food to eat somewhere. Lunch, dinner. But my wife freak out, you know, do you have breakfast for so-and-so? Do you have lunch? Do you have dinner? And here it is, Joseph and Mary don't care, because they are at the same friend. We walk back together. We eat together. For the whole day, when sun about to set, everyone have to go back home and get the sleeping bag out and pitch a tent and go to sleep. And here it is, where Jesus? Where? It must be a friend place. And so go around to find where this little boy couldn't find it. Over here couldn't find it. This baby couldn't find it. Where is it? And as they went to look for their son, they started worrying. Would you be worried? You lost your son? You lost Jesus? You lost sight of Jesus? They start to worry, and many things start running to their head. Running to their head, and they start afraid and fearful. I remember this one time. I took Timothy to Walmart. And I don't know about you, but my son really liked Walmart. So many toys. You know, when you walk into all these toys, very colorful, you know. Color is just cute, the children. You know, they love different color. And he started running this way and run this way. I have to hold his hand. And I let him walk around. And I watch him. He go with this toy. He play a little bit. He drop and he play that toy. He drop and play other toy. And something catch my eyes. I look over there to see something. Just 1 second. I look back. I don't see Timothy anymore. Where did he go? I was worried. I'm afraid to tell my wife about it. She says, give it to me, and I lost him. I will run around. I try to look for him. I look this way, that way, and it dawned on me that I heard about that people is kidnapped around here, and so I have to run at the door. I'm going to wait with them, make sure I watch any one person leave the store, and I'm so worried. But finally, I see Timothy. I grab him. I say, what are you doing? You make me so worried. You see, when I worry about something happened, the news came into my mind about kidnap. I just wondered, Joseph, Mary, what news has came to their mind when they couldn't find baby Jesus? I can imagine 10 years ago, they have escaped Bethlehem to Egypt because King Herod sent out a decree to kill all the baby boy. And so dawned on them, could someone kidnap? Could someone kill my son? And so worried, guess what? They leave everything behind and go back to Jerusalem. Verse 45. And so when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to seek him. They lost sight of Jesus. When you lost sight of Jesus, worry will come to your heart. Fearful, worry, don't know what happened next. Verse 46, now, so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple. And so he with them went back to Jerusalem, and it's pretty big. How many people have been to Jerusalem? I went there, it's so big, so many gates. You have to go, you know, come in one door and come out another door, like a maze in there. You know, because why is it made? Because when they find a little lot, they build a house or build a store. There's a lot built. So they build everywhere. And so you have to walk through the maze. There's no street sign, by the way. And so you run around. I can run around in a circle. I would never leave the city because I don't know where. And so here it is. Jesus lost somewhere. They couldn't find him. That very night, too dark. You know, there's no light back then. It's too dark. So they go to sleep at the night. The second day, they decided to go look all around. They look into the place where they buy and sell donuts. You know, children like play donuts. A place they sell Lego. Another place they sell video game. They run everywhere the children might go to. They couldn't find where. But on the third day, they found Jesus where? At the church. How in the world, 12 years old, interest in the church? You see, my friend, a lot of time, we look in the wrong direction. We might think that young people are not interested in spiritual things. When God will put in their heart, they might interest in spiritual things more than the parent thing. Some of you come here to church without your parents. Your parent might go to work. My parent does something else. But you are interested in spiritual matter. That's where baby Jesus is. He went to the Jerusalem. He not only stayed there one day. Stay 3 days in the church. Now, some of us go 1 hour and decide we want to go home. Half a day is too long. How can you stay in the church? How can you go to Vietnamese church, stay in the church all day? But here, Jesus stayed in church 3 days. You didn't just sit and sit around and do nothing? No. What happened right after Passover? Here it is. When Passover is over, life go back to normal. What happened in the temple? They start to open the Decalogue, Torah, to learn. And so when Jesus sees the group of young people go out and study, he want to join in the study. Here it is here. Some people like 20, 30 years old. Jesus is only 12 years old. He want to sit there and study. Why? The Bible says this here. Verse 46. Now, so that after 3 days, he found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. In other words, Jesus willing to want to learn the Bible, learn about prophecy, learn about the ceremonial law, about the lamb have to die. You know, everything is possible because he have read those texts when his mother taught him 12 years ago. And he's to inquire about it. Because when he saw the temple, okay, and hear the priest cut the throat of the lamb and make sacrifice, what other people see is so common. So common. Oh, I see this every single year. I see this all the time. But to Jesus, something new opened his mind, and he applied what he saw according to the scripture. The lamb must be slain at the foundation of the world. He read all that, and he started to see come to true. My friend, sometimes we learn the scripture, we just come to church, listen to the sermon, and go home. But we do not penetrate into the Word of God to see the prophecy fulfilled in front of our eyes. Jesus decided to learn and question. And these young men in maybe theological school, and question, wow, you 12 years old, you know so much about the Bible. How in the world that you do not go to rabbinical school, learn about the Word of God, and I have been going to school for 12 years, and you know more than I am? Where do you learn about all these knowledge that you have? At home with who? With my mother. So do not understand. Mother can teach valuable lesson from the Word of God. Okay? When your mother teaches you something, listen from the Word of God. And so here it is. Jesus, that's very surprising, all these teachers. How did this little boy know so much? Guess what, my friend? See, the Bible taught you a lot about mathematics. Okay? You learn about it. The Bible also teach you about, he learned about the Word of God, about prophecy, about plan, about orbit system, about everything that he see. You know what? In the garden, you learn about the gardening too. He learned all about that. Open his mind to the Word of God. So I'm trying to say to you, it's not you have to go to seminary to know the Word of God. No. You can learn at home. You can learn by the Holy Spirit. If you study every day, you can learn the Word of God. Here it is. Sit in the learning. Verse 47. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answer. Amazing how Jesus Christ opened the Word of God. One thing to think about the Word of God is this. People read about, the Messiah have to come to able to fulfill the prophecy. And here it is, this young boy bringing it up. You know, Messiah doesn't come to establish the kingdom of God, but also be persecuted and die. And that's when the teachers open their mind. Wow, you know something about the Word of God. In Isaiah 53, and on and on and on. Sometimes we study, we look at few texts. We brush through some of the important concept that little boy will bring out to you. Okay? Verse 48. And so when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said to him, Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. So what first thing that I do when I find my boys run away from me? I will yell at him. I'm going to give him peace of my mind. I cannot spank you in the Walmart, but I can spank you at home. You know, all the things run through your mind. You start to blame your son. You start to blame whoever it is. When you feel frustrated, you blame someone else. Now listen to me this. That's the first thing people did. But Jesus have taught us a very important lesson here. Very important that you need to blame who? Yourself. Here, I want to explain you this to the story, illustration. You know, I'm a very poor name. When I see Oscar Award, you know, my wife can look at all these beautiful dress, you know, this beautiful gown. I just don't care about it. I say what movie they came out, and that's all I care. But here it is. Lady come down there and they interview with beautiful gown and dress and beautiful necklace, all that. And they say, well, this necklace from where and where, it costs $100,000. I say, what? $100,000? I can buy a house with that. Anyway, and here there's a bodyguard go next to it. You know, I don't know. I thought some guy, big guy, you know, look ugly, may have earring. But I thought it's just a movie. So no, it's a bodyguard. Okay. I said, what's the bodyguard for? Oh, protect the $100,000 necklace. Really? I thought bodyguard protect her, not the necklace. Well, I got all that upside down. Anyway, So the necklace so important, they have to protect. No one will steal the necklace. You understand what I'm talking about? Now, the necklace so important, make sure this necklace will not lose sight. Don't take your eyes off it. No, the bodyguard, do not take your eyes off it. I don't care what happened. You put your eyes in it, and you bring that necklace home safe. And here it is. The point is this. Something so precious, you have to focus. Do not lose sight of it. Now, Jesus is important or not? Then why people lose sight? People lose sight. If God give you something, and I said, I'm going to give you, and you know what? I just bought a 50,000 Rolex watch. Could you hold on it? What is it? He hold on it for his life. He go to potluck, make sure he hold it. He won't leave anywhere. Someone talk to him, distract him. He won't leave it. He hold on tight. Right? Because it's valuable. Now, Jesus Christ, not just a baby, is a Savior, is a Son of God, put in the hand of Mother Mary. You understand? Put in the hand of Mother Mary. And so they do everything 10 years ago to save this baby boy from Herod decree. And so here, 10 years later, they lost sight of baby Jesus. So instead of blame on the children and blame on yourself, God have given you something so precious and you lost sight of it. Right, that's a beautiful lesson. I saw that. Sometimes we lost sight because ourselves. Do not blame on distraction. Be not blame on someone else. God have given you something so important and you don't keep it. And so the parent, you know, God give him the Son of God for you to protect the Son of God, and you lost sight of it. And so that's a story right here. We start to see that. And so we need to understand this story, that we have to accept that Joseph and Mary have not kept what God have given them, most important thing in the world. The most important thing in the world. Son of God come down this earth to give them, and they lost sight of it, not protect them. Verse 49. And he said to them, why is it that you sought me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? What Jesus tried to say is not disobedient. Jesus said, you know what? Don't you see church is important to me? Don't you think the spiritual matter is important to me? Don't you see that I come here to fulfill what God have asked me to do? You know, sometimes Jesus did that, but the parent did not follow through. Ask them to protect, and they don't protect. But Jesus tried to point out that he, in the Father's business, he followed whatever the God, Father said. And so when we are born to this world, God have a plan for us. But sometimes we decided to go our own plan, and we felt miserable. We come back. Why? Why I do this and that? I marry this person and that person. How come it's not happiness? There's no peace. No success. Because sometimes we go our own plan. And so Jesus said, I'm in my Father's business. I will do the plan what God asks. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. They don't know what he's trying to say. But later on you heard about this. But the mother of Jesus remembered that incident in her mind. Here N.G. White said this beautiful thing that, because she lost 3 days to look for Jesus, she feel miserable. But you know what? Same thing when Jesus Christ took to the cross for 3 days. She also feel miserable too. But after that, there's joy. After you find Jesus, you find joy. After you find salvation, you find joy. After you find hope, you find joy. It's worth to go back to find Jesus. If they went away, go home. You find miserable. Go back, Jerusalem, and find Jesus. Go back when Jesus rescued you. Go back to some years ago when you baptized. Go back to history when you first find Jesus. We have to go back. And sometimes we're Christian, we feel miserable. We got to go back to find Him. Connect with Him. Pray. Read the Bible. Connect with Jesus. N.G. White says this in Desire of Age, page 83, says, many attend religious service and are refreshed and comforted by the Word of God, but through neglect of meditation, watchfulness, and prayer, they lost the blessing and find themselves more destitute than before they receive it. So it's very good for you and I need to meditate on the life of Christ, especially in His death. If we meditate an hour every day to grasp the understanding of Jesus Christ, especially the closing one, we will understand His plan for our life. Let me ask you this morning, do you lose sight of Jesus? But you still find Jesus in your life? Do you have peace? Did you know His plan for your life? I don't know about you, but I want to go back to find Jesus. There's a time in my life I read the Bible so dry. I say, where are you, Holy Spirit? There's a time I carry my life every single day. I feel like just another job, another day. Maybe some of you feel the same thing. Every day go through life, mundane, work, school. But if when you have Jesus in your life, whatever you do, either school, work, or friend, you find a joyful moment. There's Jesus in your life today or not. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, we learned such a valuable lesson that Joseph and Mary lost sight of Jesus. But they go back and find Jesus. Oh Lord, when we lost sight of You, help us to go back and find You. We cannot go on life without You. We cannot continue to be miserable and worry about tomorrow if we don't have You. I pray that each one of us this morning go back to find You, to have an encounter with You again, to bring Jesus into our life again. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.